Will Pata have a future in travel and tourism leadership? The re-election of Peter Simon as chairman of the executive board of the Pacific Asia Travel Association, PATA, fuels a frustrated fellow board member's desire to contact eTurbo News with a public letter. eTurbo News is publishing this letter and comments are welcome. Concerns regarding recent PATA chair election results. I wanted to address some concerning developments following the recent PATA chair election results. eTurboNews.com. It is with a heavy heart that I express my apprehensions about Mr. Peter Simon's re-election as chair. While it is commendable to acknowledge the achievements claimed during his tenure, it is equally important to shine a light on the challenges and shortcomings faced by the organization under his leadership. Despite assurances of regained financial stability, management prowess, and visionary direction, the reality paints a different picture. Membership decline, a staggering staff turnover rate predominantly affecting female workers, allegations of misconduct, including harassment and bullying, and rumors of questionable consultancy contracts linked to the chair have plagued our organization. The lack of transparency reminiscent of certain political administrations only exacerbates these concerns. Vital information being withheld from the board and membership, including the sudden departure of the former CEO and the subsequent silence regarding the circumstances, are troubling signs of governance opacity. As a long-standing board member, I am deeply disheartened by the recent election outcome and fear for the organization's future. It is evident that PATA no longer upholds the values of transparency, integrity, and accountability that were once its cornerstone. In light of these developments, I will advocate for the termination of our membership. eTurboNews.com. I sincerely hope these issues are addressed promptly and decisively to preserve PATA's legacy and relevance in the global travel community.